Good afternoon, everybody. This is Todd Allball of the Todd Allball Show. This is a Civic Media News special report coverage of President Joe Biden's address and speech in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And now we go to our entire news team standing by live in Milwaukee at the Black Chamber of Commerce. Civic Media's own news director, Terry Bell, and Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show. Gentlemen, thanks for being down there and presenting our audience with this live coverage. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. Yes, as you mentioned, we are at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, and the focus of today's speech is going to be what things like the American Recovery Plan and the bipartisan infrastructure law are doing to promote small business in particular and minority-owned small business businesses to, you know, even put a finer point on it. So that's the message we're going to be hearing today, as I think it's been mentioned on your show today. The word, the president is very adamant about getting the word out about these things, and he's been on quite a busy travel schedule this week in particular. He's in Wisconsin, one of 3 to 5 incredibly important states in the next presidential election, depending on who you listen to. So we will be hearing from the president in just a few minutes, and to set him up, we will hear from the CEO of a company called Hero Plumbing. And that is the company that got the contract to replace lead pipes in Milwaukee, very dangerous lead pipes. And not only will those pipes be replaced, but they will be replaced by a locally owned black business. I'm joined by Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show with more insights into what the president has to say and the message he's getting across today.
So thank you very much for the opportunity. And, you know, as a lifelong resident of this city, and who's seen the city at its zenith as well as at its lowest ebb, it is great to know that the city is being recognized in a positive light. And so that light is coming from the President of the United States. It couldn't be anybody bigger. For decades now, our city has been floundering. And the struggle has been epic because, again, the city of Milwaukee and its black community is almost in the worst condition almost of any city in the entire nation. And so that's the reason that he's here. Boats, absolutely. The black Milwaukee, it comes out in numbers that are reflective of their belief that Democrats and whomever that is, are going to address the issues that we have been dealing with for such a long, long time. And to the credit of Joe Biden, and I can state this as a man who's voted ever since I was 18 years old, and I haven't missed a vote ever. Joe Biden has done more to direct and guide and support our community than Barack Obama, than Bill Clinton, than other Democrats.
Even the fact that he's here, we were talking earlier today about how Milwaukee seems to be a bit behind the curve when it comes to the recovery that other industrial Midwestern cities have seen. And the fact that, you know, perhaps there just hasn't been enough attention paid to Milwaukee. How do you feel, what does his being here today say about that?
Well, so let me, Barack Obama, when he was president, when he ran for president of the United States, came here several times during his presidency. He came here several times. But what he was not able to do is make happen what Joe Biden is making happen right now. It's just factual. And I don't know if it was the fact that being the first black president, there was pressure and stress that he could not deal with. Could not deal with what people were faced with. And Joe Biden is in a position that he can. And so Joe Biden is here to clearly say to the people of Milwaukee, your troubles I know about, we know it's been going on for a long time, but we are going to address those issues because it's the right thing to do.
That certainly speaks to the issues and also the politics of this. As you've mentioned, this is the third visit of the president to Milwaukee and Ernest, Wisconsin this calendar year. I think the second in Milwaukee within the last 3 months or so. We've seen in past elections, statewide elections, how important the black vote in Milwaukee County is to statewide totals.
It absolutely is. It's not just in Milwaukee, but, you know, across the entire nation, it is an issue. And so people know exactly, those politically know the importance of that. So the voter turnout is critical in the city of Milwaukee. Clearly is going to be integral in the outcome of Milwaukee and how that turns.
Very good. We're going to hear a little bit now from Rashawn Spivey, the CEO of Hero Plumbing.
Sean Spivey.
Thanks. Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Rashawn Spivey. Milwaukee is my home. Growing up, my mom worked multiple jobs to make ends meet, and one of her favorite jobs was working as a secretary for Jim Nelson Plumbing Service. When I was young, I went to work with my mom, and sometimes the owner of the business would allow me to help him out. Starting at age 12, I rode on the truck when he did plumbing jobs around the city. This piqued my interest, and I decided I wanted to become a plumber. When I was 20, I attended the Milwaukee Area Technical College and then completed an apprenticeship with Plumbers Local 75. After years of hard work, I achieved my dream of becoming a master plumber, and I opened my own business, Hero Plumbing. Okay. Among plumbers, if a job takes 2 days to do and you get it done in a half of a day, we call you a hero. As we say, heroes get too much done. That's what I wanted the people at my business to be, heroes, specializing in getting too much done. That's why I'm so honored to be here today. President Biden's support of black-owned businesses has helped us live up to the hero name. Thanks to his investments, we've been able to replace 600 lead lateral pipes across the city, mostly at child care centers. Not only has our business grown, but we're helping to save our community. As the saying goes, the plumber protects the health of the nation. Earlier today, President Biden stopped by Hero Plumbing, which is right next door to the plumbing business I worked at as a kid. I never imagined my dream of becoming a plumber would have led me to meet the president or the United States president. This is what President Biden's administration is all about. Helping us all become part of an economy that works for everyone so that dreams can be achieved with dignity. It is with great honor and humility that I introduce the 46th President of the United States, President Joe Biden.
Hello, hello, Milwaukee.
back. You know, press has heard me say this, the ones that follow me, that my dad had an expression, if you have a seat, take one. If you don't, I understand. Come up with me. Sit in the stage with me. My dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job, I mean this sincerely, is about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. That's what we're all about. That's what we all want to do. And Rashawn, thank you for that introduction, and thank you for doing what my dad always worried about, whether we'd be able to have those jobs with a little bit of dignity. And I want to thank my colleague, Governor Evers. One of the best governors in the country. And she's sitting next to Congress. He's sitting next to Congresswoman Moore. Stand up, Congresswoman. And she can tell you whatever she tells me, I do. It's great to see you, kiddo. And also, I want Mayor Johnson, thanks for the passport into the city. I appreciate it very much. And County Executive Crowley is here. And I want to thank Senator, a good friend of mine, Tammy Baldwin, who couldn't be here today. And I want to thank everyone here at Milwaukee's Black Chamber of Commerce for your partnership across the board on everything we've been working on. I come from a state that has the eighth largest black population in the country. And as they say, the saying goes, where I come, you bring me to the dance early on. You're proof that black small businesses with the talent, integrity, and ingenuity are the engines and the glue that hold communities together. And I mean that sincerely. You hold communities together. You're the ones that sponsor the Little League teams. You're the one that involved in the church events. You're the ones that hold the community together, and you keep it going. You keep it moving. And every new business opening is a vote for hope. Just hope. Hope. You know, you're making the American economy stronger and our nation more competitive. I'm here today to talk about something that doesn't get enough attention. I'm here to celebrate the progress we're making to support black small businesses here and around the country. Because when black small businesses grow, everything benefits. The community benefits. Everyone benefits. Not a joke. And it gives hope and prospects for people. Since Kamala and I entered office, America has filed a record number of, in less than 3 years, 15 million new job, new applications to start new business. 15 million. It's led to the fastest growth of black business ownership in over 30 years. Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record, up record 60% since the pandemic. So many of you, look. And by the way, I mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. So many of you had the vision and took the risk to open businesses, and you bet on yourself. Together, we're transforming the economy by investing in all of America and all Americans. When I said, when I ran, if I was elected, I'd represent everyone, blue, red, no matter what color the state was, wherever it was, we'd recommend, because think about it. Think of all the businesses that you know about throughout the Midwest and back my way as well that closed down because you had corporations deciding they'd get cheaper labor across the sea. You can move somewhere else. So they sent the jobs overseas and brought the product back home. And we changed that supply chain. We're having the jobs here and sending product overseas. And from the time I got involved in public life, I've only been around a few years. Oh, bless me, Father. Anyway. We're doing it by building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Not a whole lot trickle down on my dad's kitchen table with the top-down economy. But when you when you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics. This And by the way, so far, we've created 14 million new jobs, more jobs in 3 years than any president's created in 4 years in history. This is a fundamental break from trickle-down economics, economics that supercharged was supercharged by my predecessor, the guy who thinks we're polluting the blood of Americans these days. He cut taxes for the wealthy and big corporations, shipped good-paying jobs overseas, shrank public investment in infrastructure and education. We used to have the number one infrastructure in the world. Now we're number 16 or 17. We're changing that. We hollowed out communities, leaving too many Americans behind. It's a cycle folks on 30th Street Corridor here in Milwaukee know well. It's an area where it became the backbone of Milwaukee's industrial might. 10,000 black people migrated, tens of thousands migrated from the south to the middle of the country, to Milwaukee, for good-paying manufacturing jobs. Then decades of discrimination and trickle-down economics left communities like this one behind. But today, we're making sure Milwaukee is coming back and all of Milwaukee coming back. Mark my words. In Milwaukee, business applications are up 70% compared before the pandemic. The share of black people employed in Milwaukee in 2022 was the highest in more than a decade. But the investments aren't just about jobs. The investments we're making offer opportunity, hope to communities to fully participate in the economy. I vowed that we'd invest in all of America, and that's what we're doing. We're leaving no one behind. No one need be left behind. Let me give you a clear example. We all know, as my introducer told you guys, we all know exposure to lead water pipes is hazardous to our health, especially to children's health. It can damage their brains and kidneys, for real. Lead exposure disproportionately affects low-income communities and disproportionately affects people of color. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Everyone should be able to turn on a faucet and know whatever they're drinking was clean and pure and not have to worry about it. Through the historic bipartisan infrastructure law, my administration is investing $15 billion to replace every lead pipe in every community in this country. And our goal is to do that. I want to thank Kamala. I want to thank Kamala for leading this effort. But, you know, your United States Senator Ron Johnson voted against this law. Well, I'll tell you what. With your help, the great governor and congresswoman in the state, they already received $130 million to do this work so far. Before I came to Milwaukee was slated to take over 60 years to replace the lead pipes. But last month, we proposed a new rule. It's going to require the water systems in Milwaukee to be fully replaced with every one of them within 10 years. 10 years instead of 60. Think of the lives saved. Think of the jobs and opportunities for small business owners like Rashawn, replacing lead pipes in homes and daycare centers and schools. We're just getting started. And so we are today announcing Milwaukee will be one of 22 communities in the country competing for tens of millions of dollars in federal grants to grow small businesses, create good-paying jobs, and build factories of the future. It matters. I'm also increasing the share of federal contract dollars going to small disadvantaged businesses from what was roughly 10% when I came to office to 15%. Here's how it works. Back in the 30s, it wasn't just that Roosevelt talked about unions being supported. They also had a rule that passed that very few presidents, including Democrats, paid much attention to, that every dollar a president gets to spend, for example, the Appropriation Committee and Congress passes redoing decks of aircraft carriers, the president gets to pick who does that job, all those federal programs. Well, guess what? The vast majority are supposed to be all American and supposed to be all American products. And guess what? Hardly anybody paid attention. But I'm paying attention. It's got We're investing in America and American workers. In 2022 alone, we awarded nearly $70 billion to small disadvantaged businesses because of that law. Through the American Rescue Plan, another law that your distinguished senator voted against, we invested nearly $80 million in Wisconsin for the state Small Business Credit Initiative, helping countless small businesses grow. Through the Small Business Administration, we've delivered $50 billion in capital this past year to small businesses across the country, doubling the number and the value of Black-owned small businesses since 2020. I know that's a lot, and I'm talking to the Black Chamber of Commerce for thanking them for helping small business owners learn how to benefit from these transformative investments. I used to have a friend named Pete McLaughlin, who was a great ball player at Providence College, and he used to say, you got to know how to know. You got to know how to know. And that's why I want to thank the Chamber here for teaching people how to know what's available to them. All this groundbreaking work is producing groundbreaking results. Record job creation, historic economic growth. We have among the lowest inflation rates of any major economy on this earth. We're fighting a lower cost to give folks just a little bit more breathing room, my dad used to say. But let's be clear. Republicans are against so many critical actions that help working and middle-class people, especially Black Americans. Just remember how the pandemic hit Black businesses especially hard, how my predecessor on his watch women and minority-owned small businesses found themselves last in line to access emergency relief through programs like the Paycheck Protection Program. On my watch, energy and emergency relief went to minority-owned businesses first, not last. We also, when I came to office, we cut Black child poverty in half because of the child tax credit. As I tried to extend it, every single Republican in Congress voted against continuing the program. But I'm not giving up till we get it back. Yeah. And by the way, all the data shows it saves the economy money. The spending on child poverty saves money in health care, education, a whole range of things. This is not a down the drain. It generates growth. We drafted and I signed a law that will lower prescription drug costs significantly for all Americans. You know, I was at a town meeting in Northern Virginia, and I was holding a meeting. This is 2 years ago. I've been fighting Big Pharma for a long time. You know, if you go to whatever your provider, any drug you have to take, any prescription drug, and you decide you're going to buy it here in Milwaukee, or you're going to go buy it in Toronto, Canada, or Paris, France, or Budapest, guess what? You're going to pay 2 to 3 times as much for the prescription. Same company, same American manufacturer, same thing. Because Medicare pays for it in most cases. And guess what? If you're at the VA and you get the prescription drug, they negotiate the price with the pharmaceutical company. Well, they passed laws earlier, way beyond. I've been fighting it for over 35 years to say you can't negotiate, Medicare can't negotiate for drug prices and by the way, that's how they make enormous amounts of money. And by the way, every one of my Republican colleagues voted against this one. And now they're trying to cut Medicare, trying to cut Medicaid and Social Security. Your own Senator Johnson calls Social Security a, quote, Ponzi scheme. Are you kidding me? You know, from the time you get your first paycheck, you pay into Social Security your whole life. These are the same Republicans who enacted tax cuts to overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy to the tune of $2 trillion additional deficit. There are also something else is happening. There's some in this country who are waging a full-on attack of Black economic opportunity. They're denying economic opportunity when it comes to higher education, starting a business, keeping businesses open. That's how you generate economic opportunity. You educate people. And folks, by the way, I went to the Supreme Court to eliminate student debt that was out there. And guess what? Supreme Court ruled against, but I still got 136 million people's debt relieved. Because guess what? The interest they're paying on that debt is something that prevents them from buying a home, starting a business, all those things. You know, that's on top of easing Black history and banning books, or erasing Black history and banning books. Did you ever think you'd live in a country, now all kidding aside, growing up, where we're banning books, book banning in grade schools and high schools? I think it's unconscionable. These attacks hurt all Americans because investing in Black economic prosperity lifts everybody up. You know, we always believe diversity is our strength as a nation. I don't believe, as the former president said again yesterday, that immigrants are polluting our blood. The economy and our nation are stronger when we're tapping into the full range of talents in this nation. My administration is going to continue to fight these attacks, because everyone deserves a fair shot, just a shot. Let me close with this. You know, for all we've done, the real heroes of this story are you, the American people. Not a joke. Not a joke. Hardworking people like Rashawn of Hero Plumbing here in Milwaukee, and the thousands of towns all across America. These thousands of stories of revival and renewal, hope and optimism, because people aren't giving up. Pride in your work and your family and your town. Pride in this nation. That's what I see, no matter where I go in this country. That's why, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects, America's future, than I am today. We just have to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. And there's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. If we work together. And by the way, as I said, we're the only country in the world that out of every crisis, we've come out stronger than we went in. Remember who we are. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You've been listening to the remarks of President Joe Biden as he spoke to the Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, here on this special report of Civic Media News. I'm Todd Allball. Welcome in at now 3 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, interrupting regular programming to bring you this live event from Milwaukee. Joe Biden giving quite a speech there, and we are proud to bring it to you here live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining me right now, live on the scene, is Civic Media's own news director, Terry Bell, and host of the Earl Ingram Show. Earl Ingram, gentlemen, wow, what a speech, and a lot to take away, Terry.
The big takeaway, I would say, and Earl can agree with me or not, is what he said towards the end, that investing in the Black economy brings everybody up. This is not narrow casting that is happening today. Can you elaborate on what the president meant by that?
Well, number one, I want to say that getting the chance to see him up close and personal meant a lot to see him. But what he had to say meant even more. Because based on the things that he's talking about, he had the courage to tell the truth about the way a system that has not been exactly set up equally across the board. And here's the President of the United States bringing truth to what has been going on in in a Black community for far too long. And he's not just talking, he's action is what's been taking place. And we've already seen a segment of what his plans are. This building that we're in is proof positive that he's doing more than talk, because that's why this thing has been transformed through those very dollars that he's talking about.
And we are in a small business incubator, a place where people can start their businesses until they put themselves in the position to rent or own their own bricks and mortar.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And let's not kid ourselves. If the Black vote wasn't so critically important, I don't know if Joe Biden would be here right now and have been here a couple times in the last few weeks.
Some of the highlights that the president mentioned in his speech during his administration, $80 million for small businesses under the American Rescue Plan, child poverty cut in half, 15 million new small business applications recently, the fastest black business growth in the United States in 30 years. And he announced today that Milwaukee is one of 22 communities around the country that will compete for new small business grants. And we were talking about how Milwaukee was once a shining example of the industrial Midwest. What's going to happen? It's a new economy now. And, you know, those big, large employers pay.
Never coming back.
So what happens now? It's on small business now.
It's absolutely a small business. Small business, as we've seen, unfortunately, has only been large enough to employ a family member. And so that's not going to be enough to cushion what is actually needed. It needs to be a business that is capable of employing 10 to 15 to 20 different people in order to dig our community out of the condition that they are in. And so it is critically important that this kind of investment that only a president of the United States can make happen. Joe Biden has clearly done more than talk it. He's actually already proven that.
Speaking of talking, the president had plenty to say about the situation with former President Trump's ballot status in California. In Colorado, with the situation in Gaza. We'll have more on that on our civic media talk shows and newscasts throughout the afternoon and evening. But the focus here in Milwaukee on this day, what President Biden is reminding Americans, what he's doing to help small businesses and black small business in particular prosper and thrive.
Well, just so people are aware that Joe Biden and what he's done is not solely been directed at black business. When he talked about bringing down the poverty rate in communities, there are rural areas that have that exact same poverty rate and the same issue.
Do.
And so what he's done is he was able to offer an opportunity for poor people to get resources to their children and their families that was able to lift many of them out of poverty, including in rural areas that the Republicans came in and really uprooted. And so when we're talking about all these things, I'm a guy who votes Democrat. And I vote Democrat because these kinds of things that Joe Biden is talking about happen. And they happen for the average person. And so I can't say that about his counterpart or others like them who have kind of been in the way of offering support to people who need it the most.
Very good. Terry Bell and Earl Ingram of the Civic Media Radio Network at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee. Todd Albaugh, again, like I say, plenty to say here about small business growth, minority small business growth, and the situations happening with Trump's ballot status in Colorado and the situation in Gaza.
Terry and Earl, before we wrap up our special coverage, again, this is a special coverage of President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee on the Civic Media Radio Network. You guys have done an amazing job. Pick up, Earl, what you spoke on earlier. You know, President Biden said this is about, quote, holding communities together. And then he said, quote, we all do well when working people do well, and talked about these 14 million jobs so far that the Biden administration has created. To your point, it's great that he was there talking to the Black Chamber of Commerce today in Milwaukee, but this just isn't about one segment of folks in Wisconsin, because when working folks do well across Wisconsin, we all do well, whether that's minority or not. Right, Earl?
Absolutely, and I think that's the message that I want to make sure gets out, that's the reason why, you know, people who struggle and for decades have voted for the Democratic Party because they've seen that as somebody who understands their pain.
I also
that's where we are.
I also want to give a second to plug your show. I know that you have a great get, as we say in the business. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is going to be on your show soon. The president called Senator Johnson out today. He said, quote, your own senator, Ron Johnson, calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme. You think you'll get a question on Senator Johnson, see what his response will be to the president's remarks today?
Well, as a person who's on Social Security and Medicare, that's who I am. I'm a guy who cannot fathom that anyone in political office can say to people, I don't care if they're in Rhinelander or Fitchburg or whether they're in Baraboo, there are people who are on Medicare and people who receive Social Security who know it's not a handout. Mm-hmm. And the fact that somebody is willing to refer to earn benefits as that, absolutely he'll get a question about that from me.
And finally,
in addition to some others.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear that on the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10. I saw President Biden speak once a few years back when he was in the state before he became president, after he was vice president. He was here for Tammy Baldwin. And he just, when you see him in a room, he just draws you in. And one of the great things is he's not afraid to poke fun at himself, that self-deprecating humor. He did it again today when he joked tongue-in-cheek. He said, I've only been around for a few years. And then he kind of did the old, he crossed himself in his Catholic way. And it got a big laugh. And I love the fact that he isn't afraid to poke fun at his age. He acknowledges it. But here's the real thing, Earl, that, he said, quote, this is investing in America and American workers, unquote. And then he went on to say, quote, the real heroes are you, the American people, unquote. I just think it's so refreshing to have a president who makes this about the American people and not about himself.
Absolutely, absolutely, no question. I think anybody who had a question about whether or not Joe Biden is vibrant enough and up to the task, certainly if they saw what took place here in Milwaukee, they would. Those who are opposed to him are going to have their hands full.
All right. Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we leave you? Milwaukee did a great job for us down there. Any final thoughts, Terry Bell and Earl Ingram?
Critically important that the president be in Wisconsin. That's why you've seen him here so much. He has a small lead in the latest Marquette University Law School poll, I think still within the margin of error. But I think this just goes to show that the margins are very narrow in this race for both parties, and how seriously and how important Wisconsin is. I've heard as few as three states are in play now, and Wisconsin is one of them.
You know, as I look at Congresswoman Gwen Moore right now being interviewed by television, it makes me understand that I have a role to play in this as well, and I've got to make sure I get Congresswoman Moore on as many times as I can so she can explain to the state about the importance of making sure that Joe Biden remains president of the United States.
Terry Bell, news director of Civic Media, and Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10 across Civic Media. Yeoman's work down there, gentlemen. Great job. Thank you for being there. Thanks for getting up early. And thanks to our entire team, our program director, Catherine Lake, our associate program director, Brian Kelly, Brady Kohlhart, our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, and also Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Thank you all. This concludes our special coverage of President Biden in Milwaukee.